So maybe it is you're turning 40, Jack. That ramshackle Coolsville floating across your scowl as the sign in this bar blinks a demanding red sin. All the boys and girls are diamonds at the rounds of their tables, mewling under the jazzscape like intellectual pedants at some Parisian feed circa the lost generation. But we both know the risk factor in here is lack of grass. The foreheads or tails, man cave, and just too smooth for a surrealist trapped here in a Mission Knight's grab ass alone. A veritable Cupid's last rites when you, Jack, are thinking, how her hair fucks when she walks. The curls buoyed on each elaborate placement of the heel. Is she Jean Tierney and Laura? Or is she just another wank coming to a slow boil on the can's back burner? I can only wonder what that offshoot glance entails. A handsome, though churlish grin becomes a tintype of poise and intimacy. Your lone countenance thrust out from the pleasing lacquer of dim sconces. Nah, wait a minute. Check it. Not thrust out, but blazing through this flesh bath like a fucking lodestar. Your near avuncular status pitying this middle-class assembly of shoegazers and morose frauds. Because you were jonesing long before they ever took the so-called hype of the quarter century mark. You suffered through long and dreary New Hampshire winters. Hopped up on cocktails that would have a pharmacist scratching his head for shit. Didn't know after a spell, but that was the whole damn point. Departure, seal, a fuck off, Cobrio. You suffered further still through staid New England airs. The cabinet maker's son got hurt. The guy who fled central casting and landed in Clorox headquarters. Dried out 15 years, but still awash. Still awash in the proverbial fists of your own mania. But these bush leaguers aren't concerned. It's fickle pussy they're after. Who can blame you? Your own renewed curiosity agrees with the Catholic schoolgirl, Jack. Though your eyes and innards speak elsewhere, in fractured spells of looms and darts, stitching the crooked, wrinkled sheets as the breathing coalesces with the scent of rat air. That cigarette of yours mistakenly takes on a curious charm. Its taste subsumed and full. And it ain't after meal one either, boy.